Carbohydrates. Here we're looking at sugars, two sorts there. Now we call them monosaccharides and disaccharides, and also polysaccharides. Now let's look at monosaccharides. Three examples: glucose, galactose, and fructose. These are all called hexoses, which means six carbon sugars. As a matter of fact, once you add it up, there are 24 atoms in a molecule here. So this is a starting point, and these are quite big molecules compared with other things you might have come across in chemistry. By the way, there are other sugars, trioses and pentoses you'll come across elsewhere. Most sugars have OSE on the end, so they're all oses. Now, on this webpage, I've tried to give a sort of idea of the three-dimensional nature of these molecules with different line widths, etc. The molecules of these things are basically, we call them rings. Effectively, we could call them a hexagon or a pentagon shape with oxygen in the ring, as it were. I've also written on here the numbers of the carbon and the sort of positions that that gives. There are several OH groups, and depending on their position, that gives different chemical properties, and that's why we give these molecules different names. However, the OH group at the one end of the molecule, carbon 1 or 2, basically can be up or down, and for that reason we call it alpha or beta, and that is relevant when you join these things together. Disaccharides, and the three we're talking about are maltose, sucrose, and lactose. I've described the bonds in a little bit of detail there. In maltose, we've got an alpha 1 to 4 bond between two glucoses. In sucrose, we've got an alpha 1 to beta 2 bond between glucose and fructose. And in lactose, it's a beta 1-4 linkage between galactose and glucose. And of course, the formula there is C12H22O11, which reminds us that H2O has been taken out of it. Monosaccharides and disaccharides, I've lumped them together and just called them sugars, they've got several things in common. They all seem to start with S. They're smallish molecules, and they dissolve in water, so they're soluble. Sugars are sweet, we all know that. Sugars are sticky, and mostly this is to do with OH groups. Looking at these diagrams, you can see that the carbon 1 of glucose and galactose and carbon 2 of fructose, these are the ones which react with Benedict's reagent because they are reducing sugars. Now then, the two disaccharides here are also reducing sugars. Maltose is one, and lactose is one as well. But the big exception, the one common sugar which doesn't react with Benedict's non-reducing sugar, is sucrose. You can see why, because of the two carbons, carbon 1 and carbon 2, on the two molecules, which basically means it cannot react with Benedict's. Now, moving on to polysaccharides. All the examples here are actually polymers of glucose, but put together in different ways. Now then, if you join in an alpha 1-4 way several glucoses, you get a chain of them, obviously. It looks linear on paper, but in spatial arrangement it becomes a helix, okay, a sort of cylindrical spiral. Every now and again, these polymers tend to have a alpha 1-6 branch bond, which causes a branch, then the molecules change shape quite a lot. And this is true for glycogen and for amylopectin, which is the main part of starch. They're sort of bushy molecules with lots and lots of branches and exposed ends. And this makes them ideal for storage of glucose. So glucoses can be added to the spare ends or also broken down, depending on what is required in the organism. There is another example of polysaccharide, cellulose. which is glucose put together in a different way. Beta 1-4 linkages make sort of flat ribbons, and they are very, very difficult to break down by enzymes, which is why cellulose is useful. Plants make use of cellulose, and also another reason why fibre isn't easily digested. I've added a couple of rather complicated graphics at the end, basically because polysaccharides are complicated chemicals. I've covered quite a lot in this unit. I hope that you found some of this useful, and in particular some of the mouse over effects I've tried to do. Please let me know if this has proved to be helpful to you.